at orientation week, the sort of one of the main clinical professors came out, and he's an older white gentleman, heavy, very rounded face, you know, lots of different patches on his white coat. I'm thinking, oh, should I tune out? Like, they've just given us iPads. I'm, like, looking down at my iPad. And at this point, I come into medical school feeling as though maybe this is not a fit for me. And I'm a writer. I'm a performer. I'm not a doctor. And my heart and soul had been in thinking about studying compassion and compassionate behaviors. And I wasn't sure if necessarily medicine was the place to find that. And so I look up, and this gentleman doctor begins speaking, and he says, the first thing you do when you're with a patient is you tell them that you love them. You look into their eyes and you say, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I just want you to know that I care about you and that we'll figure it out together. That was such a profound affirmation of path, because I think that that's sort of one of the most exquisite things we can do as humans, is to look at another human's eyes and say, you aren't alone. And physicians are given the privilege of doing that. And that was my first story, I think, for medical school in terms of fitting in or not fitting in, but really getting a sense of what doctors can and often do. I really had entered school with a lot of skepticism. I had just done the program at Columbia and had grown up in a family of doctors and really knew some of the darker side of medicine, the dehumanization that happens, the self-alienation and the burnout that can often accompany long hours of attending the stories of illness. And so I'd sort of gone into medical school thinking that I'm going to find a lot of people that maybe are going into medicine for the wrong reasons or not open-hearted, but, you know, probably very smart and good scientists, and hearing this physician speak in a way that my heart could really understand probably changed my thinking and allowed me to then go on for the last 2 months and see other ways in which my particular school and medical training in general can actually work to foster connection and respect and attention to story in a way that I had sort of cynically thought wasn't possible. Before I had started medical school, I had done a lot of training around compassion and had practiced Buddhism for many years and gone on to do a teacher training in compassion meditation specifically. And so, like, I'd really formed and really cherished my sense of wanting to embody compassion, and yet recognizing that sometimes compassion is hard. Like, sometimes it's really challenging to be in a situation where you witness suffering and are moved to change that suffering and maybe don't have the tools to do it. And so finding a home in medicine enables me, I think, to take my values around specifically compassion and develop tools for both being present for accounts of illness and suffering, but also to have the tools to then work towards alleviating and partnering with patients to find means of amelioration. At my school, there's a lot of emphasis on looking at things like empathy and specifically fostering it through the humanities. And so all first-year students are required to take classes outside of their regular medical school curriculum in figure drawing or dancing. I'm involved in the mindfulness meditation community, and so that's one way in which I see sort of an institution actually acting compassionately to their students and helping them to cultivate their hearts and their minds outside of just the study of science. And then in terms of my own hopes, like, I'm very excited about looking at empathy in clinical encounters and looking at the physiology. And so as a, you know, physician scientist, is there a way that I can actually look at how people's bodies respond to other people's suffering and see if there's ways to then move people towards opening in those situations instead of closing down? My research interest is in, like, autonomics, and so specifically around, can you help people to enter more easily into a parasympathetic state when we're hearing stories of illness or we're hearing any stories of suffering? Sometimes our hearts speed up and sometimes our hearts speed, like, slow down. And that's a very, like, grossly oversimplified way of talking about the activity of the vagus nerve and stuff like that. But I'm really curious at looking at if we can teach people to downregulate in situations where they're maybe feeling overwhelmed with emotion that makes it difficult for them to stay present for another person's story, that we can teach them techniques of breathing or techniques of self-care that then make it easier to stay with suffering and then attend to it. Sometimes we're so busy trying to be enough that we forget to invest our hearts in the things that we really, really value. And I just feel so grateful right now that my situation is such that I can manage to do that with my time, which feels really like a gift.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.